Book 3, The Book of the Divine Mother, Canto 3, The House of the Spirit and the New Creation, pages 327 and 328. The Eternal Goddess moved in her cosmic house, sporting with God as a mother with her child. To him the universe was her bosom of love. His toys were the immortal verities. All here self-lost had there its divine place. The powers that here betray our hearts and err were there sovereign in truth, perfect in joy, masters in a creation without flaw, possessors of their own infinitude. Their mind, a splendid sun of vision's rays, shaped substance by the glory of its thoughts and moved amidst the grandeur of its dreams. Imagination's great ensorcelling rod summoned the unknown and gave to it a home, outspread luxuriantly in golden air, truth's iris-colored wings of fantasy, or sang to the intuitive heart of joy, wonder's dream notes that bring the real close. Its power that makes the unknowable near and true, in the temple of the ideal, shrined the one. It peopled thought and mind and happy sense, filled with bright aspects of the might of God. The living persons of the One Supreme, the speech that voices the ineffable, the ray revealing unseen presences, the virgin forms through which the formless shines, the word that ushers divine experience, and the ideas that crowd the infinite. There was no gulf between the thought and fact. Ever they replied like bird to calling bird. The will obeyed the thought, the act the will. There was a harmony woven twixt soul and soul, a marriage with eternity divinized time. There life pursued, unwearied of her sport, joy in her heart and laughter on her lips, the bright adventure of God's game of chance. In her ingenious ardor of caprice, in her disfiguring mirth she mapped on time, a fascinating puzzle of events, lured at each turn by new vicissitudes, to self-discovery that could never cease. Ever she framed stark bonds for the will to break, brought new creations for the thought's surprise, and passionate ventures for the heart to dare, where truth recurred with an unexpected face, or else repeated old familiar joy, like the return of a delightful rhyme. At hide-and-seek on a mother wisdom's breast, an artist teeming with her world idea, she never could exhaust its numberless thoughts and vast adventure into thinking shapes and trial and lure of a new living's dreams. Untired of sameness and untired of change, endlessly she rolled her moving act, a mystery drama of divine delight, a living poem of world ecstasy, a kakamono of significant forms, a coiled perspective of developing scenes, a brilliant chase of self-revealing shapes, an ardent hunt of soul looking for soul, a seeking and a finding as of God's. There matter is the spirit's firm density, an artistry of glad outwardness of self, a treasure house of lasting images, where sense can build a world of pure delight, the home of a perpetual happiness. It lodged the hours as in a pleasant inn. The senses there were outlets of the soul, even the youngest child thought of the mind, incarnated some touch of highest things.